What is up, our friends from the internet? It's once again time for the Tech Yak Games podcast, here with your host Tony and my Doge Father co-host Leo.
Oh boy. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here, as always.
You're like my Doge brother. That's my brother in Doge.
Yeah, that sounds like a real thing.
I mean, why not? We both are proud owners of Dogecoins.
Yeah.
We both support the movement.
Yeah, I really believe in the future of it.
Yeah, we really believe in the future of Doge.
It's going to the moon.
Yeah, going to the moon. I actually bought some Shiba coin this week, too. So I'm all in on dog-based currencies.
Yeah, so I don't even know if you'll be here next week because, you know, you might be flying to the moon or on a yacht. Who knows?
I'd still record from the yacht. I'll never forget about you, Leo. That's because we're Doge brothers, right?
That's like, true, yeah.
That bond is forever.
Forged in fire.
Forged in Doge. There's no coming back from that. If they had a Papillon coin, I'd buy it for Happy. You know, like his college fund.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually surprised they don't have like weird anime-based coins, right? Like waifu-based cryptos. Why don't those exist?
I'm sure they exist. I'm sure. Like, there's every coin now.
Yeah.
There's a coin called Cum Rocket. That's a porn coin for buying. I don't know what it's for buying, but someone sent that to me last week.
I love the idea. Someone's like, "Oh wow, you got so rich. What happened?" And you're like, really, really good investing."
Yeah, I was early.
Oh yeah, what did you buy into? Well, I don't know. Let's not. We don't just talk about that.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Cum Rocket?
Yeah. I'll be straight with you guys. I did not buy any Cum Rocket coin. So don't take this as financial advice. But, you know, if you want to ride that Cum Rocket to the moon, now is the time. With that being said,
I hope if this podcast ever goes off the air, I hope that's the one sentence that they keep.
I'll clip that myself and put it on the soundboard. So
put
that,
on TikTok.
Yeah, put it on TikTok. I'll make a TikTok song about Cum Rocket. With that being said, Leo, I gotta stop talking about this. So just tell me what you've been playing this weekend. Let's move on.
Yeah, I mostly played the big release that the people were talking about. I think I mentioned this last week. Resident Evil 8 was coming in. We talked a little bit about how I had to wait for the disc because I'm a dumbass and refuse to go digital because I'm an old man.
Yeah,
So I played through it. And I have a lot of opinions on it in a way. Like, it made me think a lot about what I like in games, what I don't like in games, and really my feelings on Resident Evil as a whole, which I know I talk about it a lot, but I have like pretty complicated feelings about it. And this game really forced me to confront them in a way that's kind of surprising. So I got it. I was really excited. I played through it. I beat it. And I guess what I keep coming back to and thinking about is it feels like two different games. It really does. Like, the first half is so fucking cool and so interesting and so fascinating from like an art design perspective, from a gameplay perspective in a lot of ways. It's beautiful. And the second half is so bad that by the end of it, I was actually like pissed off, genuinely like screaming like, dude, fuck this game. Fuck whoever made this. I'm really mad. And it's been a long time since I've had such a disparate experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you need to calm down a little bit, all right? I think you're losing your cool here.
I'm really
mad. It's just a game. It's just a game. We're having a good time, okay? We're having fun. We're just enjoying ourselves here. So, you know, reading the discourse online, it seems like people really like this game, right? So I am surprised to see that it drew you into a manic rage where you were uncontrollable. And we're a danger to harm others or yourself. I mean, that's interesting. That's an interesting take.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I've gotten that pissed off while playing a game. And again, it really sort of highlights the very disparate elements of it. It feels like it was made by many different people in a way that does not work. There's no cohesion to it. It really feels like several different games smashed together in a really inelegant way. And those first few levels, like the whole thing with Lady D and the castle that everyone talks about, it is unequivocally awesome. Like, all the conversations about sexuality and art design aside, you know, which is part of the fun of that. But all of that aside, whether you care about that or not, it's awesome. Like, it looks so cool. It's so well engineered and so well made. That environment is so beautiful to explore. And the villains are genuinely really compelling and like scary, but also really interesting and like kind of funny. And feels like a really kind of a triumph for Resident Evil. Like when Resident Evil is firing on all cylinders, this is the kind of cool stuff you get. And then the second part. Oh, sorry.
Quick question on the first part.
Yeah, of course.
Is it horny on main or not? You know, like that's the question everyone. That's the question everyone is asking right now. What people really want to know is Resident Evil Village horny on main?
I don't think so. I know. I think they
disappointed.
It's such a small part of the entire game. The way that these women look, specifically Lady D, who's very cool and very large and very cool. Like she really is
powerful.
The way
she just power. You know, you want that power. It's like dating Oprah. You know, it's not because she's so hot. Yeah. But she's so powerful, right?
Yeah. Well, there is something very cool about how she like ducks before she comes into a normal sized room. Like it is fascinating.
That's sexy. That's very sexy.
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying. I didn't particularly find any of it sexually appealing. I'm not trying to judge people who did, but it was more all of that aside. It was just really cool and
what if
fascinating.
She picked you up like a little baby. You know, like you think about those kind of things, and you're like, yeah,
yeah, like
I get okay. it. I'm into it.
Like that great gift you sent me of Master Chief just being held.
Yeah, it's very like that. Funny. Exactly like that.
Yeah, so all of that was very cool. And the daughters are very cool and scary and like kind of sexy, but in a very scary way that I genuinely found pretty cool and compelling and Resident Evil at its best. The second part where you explore this, no spoilers, but you explore this house and it's like doll themed is also absolutely brilliant. And in fact, one of the coolest things I played in a horror game or any game in a very long time. That whole sequence was really interesting. It felt tailor-made for me. It was scary. It was beautiful. It was really compelling in almost every way. So by the end of that, I was like, dude, this game is so sick. Like, it's so cool. It's like, it feels like it was made for me personally. And then from that point forward, it goes completely off the rails in a way that I've never experienced something that goes so high and then just drops continually. And by the end, by the time you fight the last boss, I was just like, I can't wait for this to be over. So I don't know. It's made me think a lot about like, did I like the game? I don't know. It certainly made an impression.
That is interesting. Cause I will say that seemed like a very unique take in, I mean, have you read any of the discourse around?
Yeah. I tried to avoid reviews and I tried to avoid just until I kind of completed my first playthrough. I do plan on getting back in and I've read some of the discourse since and like listened to some podcasts and stuff. And I'm kind of surprised by how positive people are on that second half.
Yeah. A lot of praise for the game, especially the pacing of it. I mean, that's a big thing I hear. It's just, it's paced really well.
I would say that's like just a lie.
Wow.
It's paced so badly. It's unbelievably poorly paced.
You heard it here first, guys. Games journalists don't know what they're talking about. Quote from Leo, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's quite what I said.
I mean, you said they're liars. You said they're liars. So.
No, I'm saying if you think this game is paced well, and there have been people who I really respect a great deal that have said this, and I'm actually very curious because it's been a long time since I've had such a strong opinion on something that seems so obvious to me, and everyone just disagreed, and it kind of makes me wonder, like, makes it kind of question your own sanity, man. Have you ever experienced that? Like, you watch a movie and you think it sucks and everyone loves it, or vice versa?
I'm constantly faced with that. Like, I feel like that's just the state of my life, and maybe it makes me think that, like, I'm just contrarian, you know what I mean? To be like, why don't I like these things that other people like? But, yeah, I don't know. I just think things just hit people differently. I think people just come to things for such different, especially games. I feel like people come to games for such a specific fulfillment, you know, that is so different for such different people. And it's just kind of hard to get a read on what people are going to like or dislike. I'm trying to think of like specific examples for me. But I don't know off the top of my head, I guess, one I could say, but
yeah.
A lot of people hate Sonic. So like, that's not, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. I think this also highlights Resident Evil as a franchise is pretty divisive because it's a sort of a franchise of extremes, you know, like it's extremely stupid, extremely intense, extremely beautiful, extremely ugly. Like, it's like really representative of a lot of the extremes of just video games as a whole. And normally I'm very firmly on the pro side. I think this is the first time that by the end I was like, fuck this. Fuck this entire like weird balance of silliness and also horror. It just didn't work. Like, it felt like the recipe for Resident Evil that I love so much was just terrible and like burst in a way that was really upsetting and kind of made me like reevaluate older ones. I'm like, is this whole franchise just fucking trash? Like, that's how much this game pissed me off, was it made me question my love for the entire franchise. And I don't know how much of that is just me and my own personal issues or my own personal, like you just said, likes or dislikes, and how much of it is just the direction the franchise is going in or how out of touch I am with it. But I don't know, man, it really pissed me off by the end.
Yeah, I'd say the only thing maybe I could relate to is like Bethesda games, right? Like,
yeah.
I think Skyrim is fine. I think it's a good game. I enjoyed it, but you know, like Fallout 4 is terrible, and I think a lot of people don't think it's terrible for some reason.
Discourse
right?
has been positive around that game recently, and I don't agree with you. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I constantly hear people talking about how it's good and interesting, and I'm just like, it is arguably one of the worst high profile games I've ever played, right?
As far as AAA games go,
yeah, it's so boring. Like, you know, I kind of like, I remember when I played that game and I was not having a good time with it. Like, one of the things I was like, I'm just gonna go explore, like, you know, like, I must be doing this wrong by like following the story. Like, I'm gonna go look around, and I swear to God, I walked around for an hour and just saw nothing, like, no pickups, no, like, just. Random enemies here.
Bro,
and there.
That's real life, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Like, I was like, I'm gonna walk around the edge of the map, right? Like I want to like see what's in, you know, in normal games and these types of games. I feel like you get to the edges of the map, and that's where you find like the little gems, you know, like the little touches. And I feel like that game, you just spent so much time with just nothing, just brown, just dirt, old leaves, right? Like, it's all that game makes me think of is like dirty leaves and shitty gameplay is like.
Yeah, and bad writing, which is like, if you're going to do one thing well as a big RPG with a lot of dialogue, it should be that, and they dropped the ball there.
Yeah, but I feel like most of Bethesda's games, you know, not even just the ones they have developed, kind of in recent history have had that vibe to me. Like the newest Dragon Age games, anything that Bethesda proper has made.
That's not Bethesda, but... Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying like the newer Dragon Age game plus anything that Bethesda proper, like Fallout 6, Fallout 4,
and Skyrim, like you said, even and Oblivion. Like, I love Oblivion, but it's not a well written game. Like, no one plays Oblivion's like, God damn, that story is fucking cool.
And don't tell anybody I said this, but even kind of fucking Doom, you know, like I think Doom is, I like Doom, like, it's fine. Like,
yeah, I mean, Doom's just it's focused on mechanics in a way that the story is cool, not front and center.
It's cool for what it is, but like, if that game was 20 minutes, I think I would enjoy it just as much. You know what I mean? Like, because it's just like, all right, I get it. You fucking go. You know what I mean? Like. And rock out. I think the music's great. I think it looks good. You know, like, that stuff I think is fine. It's just that I just don't think there's a lot to it. So I think, you know, in general, I think their lineup has been kind of made me feel what you felt Resident Evil. Like, I don't get it. I don't, me and other people, like, that's why, we don't need to go. Yeah, I feel like I've stolen your whole thing, but.
No, not at all. I think you're right. And it's like when you experience that sort of being forced to be like, why don't I like this? It's always kind of interesting. And I think even visually, the game, again, kind of bifurcates in this way where at times it's the most realistic, like, beautiful game I've ever seen. And I don't say that lightly. Like, I mean, the art direction and the way they make the scenes and the textures and the fidelity really is like cutting edge in a way that's awesome to see as someone who likes technology. It's an absolutely gorgeous game. But then other times, they'll just be like a texture that's like, I don't know, like 3 megabytes, and it looks like shit, and it looks like it's from an N64 game, and it's just there right next to like photorealistic hands and a beautiful light source engine that like plays on the metal of your gun as you turn around. And then there's just this bizarre texture that just looks like absolute shit. And that keeps happening to the point where at first I'm like, is this like a technological issue? But I don't think it is. It's this weird, a great deal of attention was paid to certain aspects and everything else was completely ignored. And that's how the entire game feels. It like has really high highs and very low lows. And the fact that it looks like shit a lot of the time, and the fact that it looks really good a lot of the time makes it when it looks like shit hurt all the more, if that makes sense.
Well, you guys heard it here first. Resident Evil Village fucking sucks. So
yeah. Well, the first half is great. Just stop playing after the second half, and you'll be like, "What a weird, cool game."
It's bad, and it's not horny. So I don't know. I don't know what you're gonna come to it for, but you know, maybe it's your thing. I don't think they need your help selling it, though. Good for luckily for them.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of people disagree with me, fine, and it seems like it's selling well. And I do like that it's weird as fuck. It is weird, and they are swinging for the fences. And I do think it's cool, like I've said before, that Capcom is certainly not just putting out bullshit in the way Bethesda is. It feels like they're like, yeah, this game's weird as hell, and we know it, and we embrace it, and we love it. And the fact this didn't land for me still means, yeah, it's cool they're taking risks, and it's nice to see them be financially rewarded for doing so.
Yeah, agreed. You know, I think Capcom is having a good run, right? Yeah. So I'm glad to see it continue. I think they do. Yeah. I think they're doing interesting things with their success. And so I'm glad to see it
happen. And this game is interesting. I don't like it, really. And there's a lot about that miss. But it is interesting. And that's, you know, that is valuable.
Yeah, for sure. Did you play anything else this week? Or was that pretty much the extent of your gameplay time?
No, that was pretty much it. I played a little bit of Overwatch and some Final Fantasy. But yeah, most of my week was enjoying and then screaming at the screen. But I'd love to know what you went through. Something tells me you did not play Resident Evil 8 this week.
I did not. Although I heard it's not that scary.
That's the other thing. It's not scary at all.
Yeah, so that kind of makes me want to play it, to be honest with you. I'm like, I like not scary. Yeah. So, I mean,
who knows?
But no, I did not play it at all. What I did play, so first I finally finished GTA 5. I'm now a true gamer.
Oh, wow.
You finished
the campaign.
The campaign. Yeah.
Wow. I've never done that. I've tried and then never succeeded.
You know, I will say there's one thing I like about GTA 5 and I think Rockstar games in general. And I think at the surface level, it kind of seems lame, but like, I think in that world, I like it. And that's that, like, you can just fucking cheese missions so easy. You know what I mean? Like named enemies all die with one shot. You know what I mean? Like, there's not this like, oh, this is like an armored enemy or this guy's got a health bar or whatever. It's like, these are all people. You know what I mean? Like, you crash that car, you shoot that guy in the head, like, he's dead. You know? So like, you know, the last mission of that game, you kill three people basically, and it takes, I don't know, 20 seconds. You know what I mean? You're like bloop bloop bloop. It's like, yeah, you get away, you did it, you know. And I kind of like that. It's made me want to go back and play Red Dead again, but I know Red Dead 2 isn't as much like that. It's a lot of like big wave based fights and stuff.
Yeah.
But it has made me want to, like, I never finished Red Dead 2 either. Like, you know, both those games, I feel like I put some time into the single player and then just played online for the majority of my time with it. So it does make me want to go back and finish Red Dead 2. But yeah, true gamer now.
That's an interesting take on it, because my experience with GTA, which I really like GTA a lot. I've played all of them, I think, or most of them, and beaten, you know, when I was younger, I beat the first, all the PS2 ones and really enjoyed it. But it always felt kind of prescriptive and a sort of the antithesis of what you're saying, where it always felt like it was like, hey, this car is armored. I don't know why I said it like that. This car's armored, so you can't blow it up. You know, like you couldn't use tools outside of the very prescriptive parameters that Rockstar had set up in a way that always kind of pissed me off. But I never beat GTA 5, so it's interesting to hear that you kind of had the opposite experience.
Yeah, I feel like GTA 5 is a lot less of that, right?
Yeah.
And so I did feel like, it made it really easy too. But in general, I found it fun. I thought the set pieces were good. It's a good game. It's ancient now. No one needs my hot take on if GTA 5 is good or not. You know,
I think it's an important game. Like, it does not go away.
It's extremely important. I think, you know, there's a few games kind of in the zeitgeist that are like define this era, you know, and it's like Minecraft, GTA,
yeah.
and and I don't know, Fallout 76 or something.
Definitely, it's Fallout 76.
Sea of Thieves or something, you know, like whatever. I don't fucking know what the
third one is. But I think it's, in a lot of ways, like, it is more important than Red Dead Redemption 2, which I think is a better game by almost every metric. But there's something about GTA 5. Part of it's GTA Online, I guess. But like, yeah, 100% agree with you. I think in 30 years, when people talk about, you know, the 2010 decade, that will be Minecraft, GTA 5, and maybe Breath of the Wild, possibly. I don't know, but certainly GTA 5.
Yeah, and I'm surprised we don't see more exploration on kind of how currently problematic GTA 5 would be viewed. You know, like even playing it now, like, it doesn't bother me, right? But I think a lot of people, especially, like, I think if young people came into that game today and played it for the first time with no pre-knowledge of what it is, like, they would think that game should not be allowed to exist, you know? And just kind of how fast we've culturally shifted away from, you know, these things which are characters, but characters of a very real kind of reality that has become kind of hidden and prohibited to mention in a lot of ways, you know, like, which is funny that they still live on in games, you know, like, like kind of just that culture, even like the redneck culture and, kind of, urban culture and, you know, these things, that we really kind of, cherry pick what we think should represent those things and what we think shouldn't, you know?
Yeah. And I think GTA 5 2 is a specifically interesting example because it's had such an extraordinarily long tail, right? Because of GTA Online. So we've actually seen it sort of age from when it initially came out on the 360. And it was like cutting edge in a lot of ways. It really was, in terms of like writing and humor. And then it's still around now almost 10 years now. So we've seen like that shift of culture within its own life cycle in a way that you rarely see with video games. Certainly not high profile games like that anyway.
Yeah. So like for the longest time, like when I started that game, like I really hated Lamar, you know?
Yeah.
And I think you kind of are supposed to, right? But like, I feel like he was like such a character of kind of, you know, black gang culture. And, you know, I have some experience, like my brother was, I mean, we're Hispanic. My brother's in a Hispanic gang when I was growing up. I was around a lot of like gang members and gang violence. I just saw it, right? Like from the periphery. I was very young. It wasn't like a thing, but, you know, it really kind of fit that mold, right? That like I experienced. And I kind of hated Lamar because he was like just this character, like this over the top ridiculous version of it. But I, you know, by the end of the game, you kind of love Lamar. You know what I mean? Like he really redeems himself in a lot of ways. And I think that's kind of the thing, right? Like you have to kind of see through the kind of facades that game provides. And I think the characters in general are kind of good below, are kind of bad. You know, like you kind of, the rich white dude is a terrible person by all measures. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
it's, and profoundly unhappy too. On top of that, you know what I mean? Like he's not, they don't glamorize anyone.
That's what I mean. No one's glamorized. Yeah. And so I think there really is.
Nobody is cool.
Yeah. There is a taste to each one of those people's salsa that is very specific to them and can be like good or distasteful depending on, I mean, the time of day or just kind of how you see that person. And I think that's kind of what's so interesting about it, right?
Yeah, I agree. Right. And like any sort of controversial piece of art, it's like kind of makes you think. I think there's valid criticisms to be made, like, hey, you know, the Housers who write all these games have a pretty limited perspective. And of course, a lot of people are jumping in to write these games. I don't know if like San Andreas, if they were maybe the ones who needed to write that. Like there's a lot of value in other people's perspectives and bringing them in to make it more insightful. But that said, I think they're very good at kind of like South Park, just sort of nihilistically being like, hey, everything's trash. Everyone's shitty. Everyone's terrible. And highlighting that is really valuable. I think as a culture, we've gotten to this point where like nihilism is seen as a negative where people are like, well, if you don't have solutions, don't talk. But I think there's value in just eschewing everything and being like, hey, everything's trash. You're trash. Fuck you. Let me point that out. I think that's actually really useful. And GTA 5 has GTA as a whole has done that and continues to in a way that I think is really valuable. I'll be interested to see what they do next.
Yeah, and I agree with what you said. You know, I think it is, if you don't have solutions or if you're not willing to, like, celebrate all others, right? Like, if it's not anything that could even be perceived in a negative light is almost considered, like, a faux pas, like, currently, yeah. Right? And you know, I think that's kind of dangerous. I will say, like, for as much criticism as they take for writing these characters and how they're portrayed, I think they're pretty good. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm sure they bring in help to write, like, ethnic characters and stuff, obviously.
I fucking hope so.
But
I assume they do.
They kind of nail it in a lot of ways, right? Like, and maybe it's because I'm a little older, right? So maybe my perspective on it is a little dated, right? And so maybe if you're a 20-year-old, you know, black kid, like, this probably doesn't relate to you, right? But as a mid-30s person, that my involvement with that kind of culture, I'm like, yeah, this, like, feels similar. You know, it doesn't feel as off as someone, I think, who is approaching it from an offended stance might see it as, right? Like, I think it's easy to be like, that's not real, that's not right, and it's like, it kind of vibes, right? Like, you know, it's not dissonant, that's for sure.
Yeah, right? It's not intentional. And also, I think a huge part of that is the voice actors, right? Like, these, yeah. I assume, again, I'm just talking out of my ass here, but I assume they had some feedback in how dialogue played out, because they always do a wonderful job. Like, the voice acting in GTA since Vice City has always been absolute top notch. And I think that's part of what contributes to the sense of, like, yeah, you know, you can make fun of stereotypes if you kind of have buy-in from that perspective, and that can be really valuable. And I think they don't really get enough credit for how excellent the voice performance is in. I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, a lot of it has to be
not making it feel gross. You know?
A lot of it has to be riffed, right? Like, because I just can't imagine.
I assume.
I mean, if they can write some of that vernacular, like, pen to paper, I'm pretty fucking impressed. Like, I'm more impressed than offended. That's for damn sure. You know.
Agreed.
So yeah, I played a lot of GTA 5. Well, not a lot, but I've finished it finally.
So you're finally. How does it feel to be a real gamer? Like, did you wake up this morning and look in the mirror and just see a different man, or how does it feel?
In my heart, I've always been a real gamer. So
yeah, but that's not like no. Yeah, that doesn't.
So my personal adjustment hasn't been so bad, but I will say I did order some G Fuel afterwards, right? Because I was like, now's the time. It's here. It's
and
time
I think when you buy G Fuel, they ask you, right?
Are you a real gamer?
Yeah. And did you beat GTA 5?
Yeah, I sent him a screenshot. I had to send him a screenshot.
Okay, cool. Your Steam achievement.
Yeah, my Steam achievement. So that was cool. I mean, overall, loved the experience. I thought it was really great. What else have I been playing this week? The only other thing I've really played this week is I've been playing a lot of Brawlhalla. Do you know what Brawlhalla is?
Yeah, I've never played it, but yeah, I do know what it is. That's interesting. What brought you into Brawlhalla?
I don't fucking know, man. I have no idea why.
Those are the best experiences, aren't they? When you're just like, oh, I guess I'm playing this now.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. You know, I think what it is I bought that the Fanatical bundle we talked about, and it had the other Brawlout, you know, the other one of those games.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool, Brawlout. I'll play Brawlout. And then I was like, I'd rather play Brawlhalla if I'm going to play, like, one of those.
If I'm going to play one of these, I'm going to play the OG.
Well, it's not Smash Brothers, but yeah. And Brawlhalla's good. Like, it's such a good game. Like, I kind of forget the things I like that it does that are very not, like, it's not a Smash clone, you know, which is what I like about it. It does things very differently. It's got a really interesting weapon system. I think the gameplay style is in a lot of ways better. It's the dodge mechanic, I think, is a lot more straightforward, it's a great game. You know, my only beef with it is there's some trolly ass people on there, and it makes me so mad. Like, because it's a fighting game, right? And so
hell is other people.
Yeah, and so, like, you'll play, like, I'm not very good, right? Like, I haven't even played the game, and I'm trying some ranked, and, like, immediately you get people that'll, like, pretend to be bad, like, for the whole game, and then you're just about to win, and then they just, like, oh, now I'll play, and then they fucking 3-0 you, and you're like, great, like, It's like, why is, like, is this fun? Like, I, you can just kill me in the beginning. You know, like, if you're good, just play. Play how you play. This is ranked. You know, like, you don't need to try and make a fool of me to, like, I don't know you. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to, like, shit on me because I had the audacity to queue up, you know? And so I think that stuff's kind of lame. Like, I was just...
I mean, it's not unique to this game. Like, we've talked about how you used to be a troll, too. But, like, you know, I totally agree with you, though. As you get older, you're just like, not even, it's not even about age. It's just like, hey, what are you getting out of this? Like, you're wasting your time and my time. How is that valuable to either of us?
Yeah, I mean, believe me, I have no, there's no offense taken to this person being better than me. Like, that, that is clear. And that is the system working as intended. But it's just like, yeah, like, why waste the time? Yeah. Why, like, who is this for? You know what I mean? Like, are you I at least hope you're streaming or something. I at least hope, like, you have other 14-year-olds, like, laughing at the same. Maybe if you earn earning money doing this, then in some ways I'm like, fine. You know, like, I'll be the butt of your joke so you can get a sub or a tip. But if you're just, like, at home by yourself.
Like me.
Yeah, eating Tostinos. And this is, like, how you want to spend that time, like, I don't know, man. You know, like, I just, I don't
know, dude. That's actually a good point. Like, I'd be much more willing to be like, hey, you want to beast me or troll me or whatever. Like, if people are getting joy out of it in a meaningful way, that would make me feel a lot better.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. So that I played some Apex too. You know, still the new season. I played a bunch of arenas. I'm liking arenas. They're pretty fun.
Yeah.
That system's kind of broken, though. I mean, more than a few times I've gotten to games where I'm the only person on my team.
Do you win those?
No. It's it's like unwinnable because it's 3v1. And
be fucking badass if you did win, though.
It would be. I've won around doing it, but I think they kind of let me. I think they're just fucking around. But, you know, it's, I don't know why. It's like, you know, like, and it doesn't really have a good system for, like, being like, oh, like, this is mismatched. We're just going to end it or cancel the match or, you know what I mean? It's just like, got to play it out. 3v1. I guess you could just quit. I mean, which seems
you're not
even.
But you're not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter. I'm a winner. You know,
if there's one thing I'll say about you.
What were you going to say?
You're not a quitter. You're a winner.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, and a gamer now. And a gamer.
And a true gamer. Yeah.
So, you know, little of this, little of that, some of the old. Yeah, definitely played some Final Fantasy 14, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't buy the whale yet, though.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Did you get the weird, like, Butterfinger mount?
The Butterfinger mount?
You remember? There was, like, some candy thing, and you can scan codes. Yeah.
No, I'm on a diet, so I haven't bought any Butterfingers, but now that you mentioned it, I wonder if there's, like, low-calorie Butterfingers I could buy so I could get them out.
Low-calorie Butterfingers.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Diet Butterfinger.
Welcome to the United States. I was going to say, though, I think about Apex a lot because people just keep talking about Apex, you know? And you as well. But, like, of all those Battle Royales that came out after PUBG, it feels like Apex has legs in a way that none of the other ones do. And that's cool. Like, people keep talking about it. It's always part of the discourse. And people always talk about it like it's about to disappear. Like it's a fad. But they've been doing that for years. So it's clearly not. So anyway, it's always fun to hear someone who's playing it from the inside perspective as someone who does not play it.
Yeah, it's found a way to, like, survive at the bottom of the bucket. You know what I mean? Like, it's not Warzone, right? Like, I think if you took the numbers for Warzone and Apex would look relatively small, but in reality it's kind of like, I feel like the way that, like, Destiny 2 continues to, like, survive even though everyone seems to hate it, and it's
sheer got a lot of force players. Of will, I guess.
Yeah, people are spending money, you know, like, they're just adding stuff, so people find a way to want to jump in. But yeah, I mean, yeah, Apex is it's a good game. Like, yeah. I think that's my review of Apex is it's a good game.
Yeah, I mean, the fact you've been playing it for literally years, obviously, it must be a good game, right? I mean, there's clearly value there.
Yeah, I just wish the characters weren't so ugly, but and I wish they had solos. That's my my biggest complaint is no solos, but yeah, people be loving that Apex, man.
Yeah,
sticking around. I think I think a big part of it right now too is for some reason that game is really popular in Japan. Like, I don't know what really drove that, but I feel like that game really took off in Japan, and then VTubers really took off in Japan, and so a lot of VTubers stream Apex.
I did not know that. That's very interesting. Yeah. I wonder why.
And then a lot of VTubers have kind of crossed over. Like, a lot of Japanese VTube streams get like translated into English and become very popular in America. And so I really think that's a big part of why that game is staying, at least currently, like very relevant in like Twitch circles and Reddit and Twitter and stuff, right? Like, at least the conversation. I think people will be playing it regardless, but I think that gives it like this kind of social buy-in that it might not have otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. That makes sense, though. I wonder what kind of triggered that. I mean, you never know, right? Could be any number of things, but good for them. Good for Respawn. Yeah.
Good for Respawn.
Keeping that shit in the headlines.
Always stay in the headlines. Well, speaking of headlines, Leo.
nice.
We're going to take a break and then we'll get into some news. That's my segue. Leo, are you ready for another exciting week scraping the bottom of the bucket for news stories?
It has been hard, hasn't it?
We got some stuff. I mean, I will say, thankfully, Sony keeps finding a way to stay in the news cycle, which gives us something to constantly talk about.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, how they, there's always something Sony related, and I can't imagine that's a coincidence.
No, they're really masters of staying top of mind, mind share,
Yeah.
We know all about that because we're marketers. So, otherwise we would just be talking about Apple versus Epic, and I really don't want to talk. Everyone's talking
about it. Yeah, we've talked a lot about that.
Yeah, and I talk about Epic so much. Before I get into Sony news, though, one we'll talk about a little more casually because we both love Final Fantasy 14 and have played quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
Did you get to watch any of FanFest last night?
No, I didn't.
Opened last night?
FanFest? No, I'm really glad you brought it up, though, because I did kind of want to hear about it from you, because I did not get a chance to see that I was working.
Did you see Yoshi P's outfit?
I saw nothing.
Oh, I got to find his cosplay for you real quick before we start.
Oh my god. Was he one of the twins?
Oh, I wish he was one of
the twins. That would be so badass. If he came out as Alpha now, he's just like, hello.
No, he's he dressed like the new class.
Oh, that's cool.
The Reaper.
Reaper. Oh, hell yeah.
Looks like Bloodborne dude, right?
Dude, that's cool.
Yeah, so the new class was announced, the Reaper class. They use a scythe as their weapon. They have like a little like a demon ghost that comes out as part of their DPS rotation, their melee DPS class. Looks pretty cool. I'm pretty into it.
I mean, it's what's not to love. That's like incredible.
It's incredible. What's not to love, I think, is
the, I fucking love the demons real and ghosts and scythes and like DPS classes. Like, this just screams my name.
It's screaming your name. I was like, I'm wondering like what I want to play when Endwalker drops. It's gonna launch November 23rd.
All right, so we still have a little bit of time.
Yeah, there's one more patch coming before Endwalker, so you got a little bit of time. So cool class. They look cool. Yoshi P dressed like him. We got size. Cool. The bad guy Xenos, he's gonna be one. He has a scythe too, like his new the sword guy.
He's still around.
Yeah. So I know you're. Oh, that's a spoiler. I'm sorry.
No. It's still okay. It's my fault at this point. But I am surprised to hear that still with this guy.
So at the end of the last patch, like Xenos is like the. There's an Ascian. There's still Ascians, right? And he's
Yeah, everyone's an Ascian.
He's like, oh, you picked that weapon, and it never shows you what it is. And then in the trailer, he picks a scythe up, and he becomes the
that's cool.
The Reaper.
See, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. it's super cool.
It is.
They showed the new area. Old Charleian. I don't know. I can't read. I don't know what the fuck. It looks cool.
Reading's hard.
Yeah. It kind of looks like I don't know, like a nice place. It looks like a nice town. It looks like a fancy, looks like Ishgard if it was sunny and on the ocean, right? Oh. Like,
yeah, like that is cool.
Castle buildings and manor houses and like all that kind of stuff. They also showed a new town called Raz at Han, which looks like it's Indian inspired. It's very colorful, a lot of like blue and red and yellow buildings and like dome roofs and looks very interesting. They also showed the moon. It's the moon.
You've seen it. You've heard of this.
Yeah, the new beast tribe is Loporitz. They're like a little rabbit. They're like these little cute rabbit guys. Oh, man.
That's
probably
cute.
probably on the moon, like moon rabbits. You know, it's like a lore thing. I know Chinese people are really into moon rabbits.
That reminds me of like Super Mario Galaxy, which I know is not Chinese, but yeah, there's something about rabbits and moons in human culture. I don't know anything about it, but that's not the first.
I think even in Asia, it's a big like legend, right? Because it's Chinese New Year is kind of based on that kind of legend. The rabbit or Moon Festival is based on that. So I assume it's like something that permeates throughout Asia. I don't know that much about it. I just know when we worked at Newegg, I asked a Chinese person what the Moon Festival was about, and they told me a story about an archer and a rabbit and the moon. And a lady, and that's all I know.
No, they're like, hey, go play Super Mario Galaxy if you want. Like.
Yeah, that's what they told me. They said, go play Mario Galaxy. Bunny boys are coming to Final Fantasy 14.
Hey, man, there's bunny women, the Vera, whatever. Like, make bunny boys if you want.
There was a dude in my free company that was so fucking mad that there's bunny boys. Like, he's like, this isn't the fucking lore. There's no male Vera in Final Fantasy. Like, there's supposed to be like this hidden like thing that no one sees, and only the female Vera see them. And I told him, hey, it's all made up, so just relax. And that probably didn't help.
But... I love the idea of yelling at the people who write this story about how wrong they are. It's so funny. It's so profoundly ridiculous to be like, guys, come on. I know you make all this stuff up in this fictional universe, but this part really upsets me.
But we're talking about a game that literally has a Nier Automata raid, you know? Like,
yeah, and Final Fantasy Tactics. Like, you go to Rabanaster.
Yeah.
You go to Ivalice. Like, what the fuck?
The shit makes no sense, so just relax.
And also, the shit makes no sense, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know what your problem is. Shit makes no sense. They're going to have Cross Realm is coming, or Cross Data Center.
Nice.
Visiting. I'm not sure how it's going to work. They explained it. I wasn't really paying that much attention because it was in Japanese and then translated into English.
Well, and once you saw the bunny boys, you were, you know.
Yeah.
Once I saw Googling the bunny boys.
I was actually drawing my own bunny boy fan art. But yeah, so people are pretty pumped on the bunny boys. That was the biggest takeaway was people horny on made for the bunny boys. I think like... horniness seems to be the theme of 2021 gaming, if you ask me, right? Resident Evil Village, Big Lady, Bunny Boys. That's kind of all I can think of on the top of my head, but that's kind of all the games I've been interested in.
Well, I think there is something oddly kind of pure about it, in that it's like, hey, we can, in these troubled times, this is something we can all agree on, right? Like, fucking, that's fun.
Yeah, well,
and there's something like vaguely... strangely innocent about how everyone's like, hey, we could talk about this at least.
Well, and that's I agree. I think that's funny actually, because I do think like adolescent horniness is at its core like a very sweet kind of immature thing, and I do find it funny how people get so offended by it or so distasteful about it, you know what I mean? They're like, why do they have to be sexy or whatever? And it's like, because in our hearts, we're all horny 14-year-olds, you know, and that's okay, right?
Like,
and
why not?
And why the fuck not, Leo? And sometimes we're horny for bunny boys, and sometimes we're horny for tall ladies that will hold us like babies, right?
like Master Chief.
Like Master Chief, right? It's fine. And so, bunny boys are coming. And they're going to add female Hrothgars, too. The future. They're not ready yet, but they're working on them.
I think we've talked about this before, but there is something about Final Fantasy 14's horniness, which can be, I think, difficult to explain and sort of off-putting to someone who's like, Jesus Christ, this is a lot of skin. But I think if you kind of invest yourself in it and understand, it's like, no, everyone is just attractive. And the sexuality is like dialed up a lot, not at the expense of other things. But in a way, that's kind of what we're talking about here, where it's like sort of liberating in a way. It's like, no, just everyone's hot. Everyone wants to fuck everyone. Anyway, moving on. Like, let's talk about the other stuff. It's just the default that everyone wants to fuck everyone. And that's kind of okay. Like, once you get to that baseline, it's like, no one's being objectified here if everyone is, I guess, is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, and I think that is kind of the Japanese, like, stance on it, right? Like, I think that's... I mean, I think it's because I've watched a lot of anime and stuff. Like, I'm very, like, deaf to it. Like, I don't even see it anymore, right? But I think that's kind of the thing. Like, everybody's hot. Everybody wants, you know what I mean? Like, everybody wants to fuck everybody. It's fine. You know, like, that's just the default state in our, in like our media. So, now what's the story? Or now what's the activity? You know what I mean? And, I do think that's off-putting because I think, especially in the West, we have such a, I don't think distaste is the right word. Such an aversion to natural, like, horniness, right? Like, like that childish horniness, right, that develops. Like, this isn't, like, this visceral adult, like, veiny dick horniness. You know what I mean? Like, this is, like, oh, my God, boobs. You know, like, it's...
Boobs are real. Or, like, that boy's hair is so, like, silky.
Yeah, right?
Like, right? It's, like, very, very, very pure in a way.
Did you see her undies? Like, that is, like, the depths of it, right? And I think, you know, in the West, we're like, well, that's the same as, you know, seeing her fucking, you know, hold her labia apart. It's like this, you know, like, you're really conflating these things into a very, like, perverse, like, aggressive manner when really it's, like, it's just dumb horniness. Like, it's not scary, you know?
Yeah, it's like anything else. Yeah, it's just, like, part of being human. I mean, I do think there is it's fine to not be horny, you know, like, if you want to tell a story and being sexual is just if sexuality is not a part of the art, just because it's not, for whatever reason, doesn't need an excuse, like, that's fine. I do think it can be irritating when it's put in to something purely for gratuitous titillation. Like, it's just it feels lazy. For sure. And I think there's it's complicated. There's a lot of conversations that could be had around that and culturally the way different people kind of perceive that. That said, though, I think in Final Fantasy 14 specifically and really Final Fantasy as a whole, it's just like, yeah, everyone's hot. Everyone wants to fuck everyone. So that's the baseline. We all good with that? Okay, we're all good with that. Okay, cool. Anyway, moving on. Versus really trying to like make that a drawing point, or even it's like the default versus it being something that's really focused on, which I think is an important distinction. And it's a cultural distinction that can get very complicated.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it needs to be that complicated. I think a lot of things in media are lazy. You know what I mean? And, I understand being like, you know, like, I don't know why you throw this in. It's so lazy, but I just think that's products. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that's part of producing content and just like,
because you're a marketing guy, man.
I guess so, but I just don't see it any more distasteful than like a cameo or a, you know what I mean, like, or any other kind of lazy marketing insert, right? Like a microtransactions or you know what I mean. Like, it's really just another tool to draw eyes, right? And sometimes it's used in a way that is, I don't know, gross or distasteful or however you want to view it. Sometimes it's used in a way that makes sense and is fun. Regardless, I just don't think it makes it any more or less like morally objectionable, right? Unless we're talking about like, you know, weird violence or pedophilia, you know, like, unless it's really getting into a very dark place.
Yeah, like, for sure. Like, I mean, there is a spectrum there, which is, I guess that's kind of the point, is like how people choose to engage with this very complicated topic. Can get it, you know, it's something worth discussing. But that said, like, hey, everyone likes hot people of all gender and race and weird, like, weird cat people or weird, like, bunny men or whatever the fuck. Like, if that's what we're pissed off about, then we're doing something right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that. all right, other stories. These are pretty quick. These are pretty simple ones we got coming up here. PlayStation 5, two new controller colors. We got blacked out. We got, what do they call this red? Cosmic red. Fucking from space. Midnight black and cosmic red. Two new controllers. They look good. What do you think of the controllers?
I think they look good. I mean, this, we've talked about this extensively. Like, the design of the PS5, I think, is, again, very brave. Beautiful. I didn't like it. I didn't like it personally, but I like that it makes you happy. So it's interesting to see them kind of be like, all right, you could do white, but now we all know you want to see other cool colors. So
yeah, I know we'll see other colored PS5s. So, you know, I think it's interesting. I think it's cool that they made a console that is very easy to change the colors of, to be honest with you. Right.
100%. And that's something they haven't done before, right? Like, no other PlayStation have they leaned into the sort of Nintendo or even the Xbox thing of customizability of the hardware. So it is cool that they, this generation, were like, hey, you know what? Let's do that. Why not?
Yeah. And more so than those other consoles ever did, right? Like,
yeah.
Xbox, you had faceplates and.
Yeah, the faceplates were a big deal.
Yeah, but the faceplate was one side panel, right? Like, you can literally change the color of the whole goddamn console on a PlayStation, right? Nintendo will sell you other colors, but they will not let you change the color of your existing console, right?
No, that would involve you, like, going in with a screwdriver, which they would never allow.
Yeah. So, cool. New controllers. Exciting.
Yeah, it is cool. It shows kind of their confidence and they're just like, we do whatever we want. Everyone loves us.
Mm-hmm. All right, another Sony story. This is a Sony block.
It's always Sony. So
in light of recent stories, you know, the world was a buzz with complaints about Sony only wanting remakes and big AAA games, and you know, they wouldn't let us have the fucking what is the game they
Days
Gone?
They just
Days
Gone too. They just wouldn't give us. They wouldn't we give all
the,
wanted
the people what they wanted. Well, so. Here's a story. This is written by Brandon Sinclair, GamesIndustry.biz. Sony has 25 first-party games in the works for PS5. This is from Herman Holst. Let's see if I can find a... Oh, there's no pull quote here. I'll just read it because it's like three paragraphs. There's been plenty of external discussion over Sony's first-party strategy, but a Wired report today includes words from Sony itself on its upcoming slate of titles. PlayStation Studios head Herman Holst told the outlet that Sony currently has more than 25 PS5 games in development. What's more, Holt said half those games are new IP. That's all that really matters. You don't need to read the rest.
And also, like, that doesn't really mean anything, right? I mean, like, new IP could mean... Yeah, there's not a lot of actual information shared there. But I guess it does kind of highlight how they are aware of the discourse and are trying to address it in some way.
Yeah, they're like, we're making a lot of new games, and they're not all remakes. You know, I think that's really the takeaway from it, right? Or they're not all sequels, you know? I'm still pumped up for that Kena Bridge of Spirits game, man.
Me too.
Like, I'm, like, super hyped for it.
It looks great. I'm really excited for it, too. I think about it a lot, actually.
Yeah, like your story earlier, I think about that all the time.
I do... think that this emphasis on Days Gone is like a weird it's like a weird counter narrative to like how people didn't like it. Like, people are rejecting the fact that people didn't like it and pretending like it's a, like, it was important. It's like, no, people didn't like it because it wasn't bad, it wasn't good, it was nothing. And that's like the worst thing you can be, right? That's like the narrative that everyone rejects, is that something could just be a 7.
Especially, like, in this ecosystem, right? Yeah. Like, I'll say this. If Days Gone was on Xbox, it would be lauded as one of their best games, you know? And not because... 100%. Not because it's better, but because it's... It would live in this garden with nothing else, right? Yeah.
And it is competent. Like, it's like Outriders, right? It's like, dude, you could play Outriders and Days Gone for $10 a month and be like, I don't think I want to do that. That said... I guess it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, people would. Like, people would see that as, like all the people that argue on Twitter about how bad or how good Xbox is and how bad Sony is, and they point at Days Gone as, like, see, Sony makes bad games, too. if that game was on Xbox, they'd be like, we got fucking Days Gone on Game Pass. Like, can you believe it? And it's like, yeah, I believe it. Right? Like, it really would fit in. Yes. The same people that tell you the medium is good, right, would also be telling you that Days Gone is good, right?
Yeah. And even the discourse that, like, Days Gone is trash is also not accurate. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah. Sony is worse is a 7.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
And right? That says something, yeah.
Like, that's what's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ratchet & Clank's going to blow people away. Like, it
seems very good.
I don't think people are ready for the Ratchet & Clank. Returnal's very good. Like, that's what's so funny. Like, these games come out, and they're just very good. And then people are like, but no, it doesn't have the save thing I want. And it's like, if that's your complaint, then, like, you got a good game, my man. Congratulations.
Yeah, your biggest complaint is, like, I want to play it more, and it's not making it easy to do so.
It doesn't let me play it in the exact way I want to play it based on the current patch. Then you're like, that's a pretty good complaint. Like, that's not a... you take that one to the bank. If that's the worst of it, then we're in good shape. But
Yeah, absolutely. And even Days Gone, it's like, this is a pretty average open world game. And everyone's like, oh, okay. That's the discourse around that game. It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same kind of complaint you heard about Ghost of Tsushima, right? Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, this game slaps, dude. And it's like, but it's like other
ones. Yeah, other it's games like, also did this.
Yeah, well, like, oh, yeah, they really fucking, you really fucking got them, right?
And they end up with fucking Resident Evil 8, which definitely did not follow a pattern, but it was a real misfire. So you never know, you know. Sometimes following a pattern's okay.
Yeah, when Xbox hasn't made a new game, like in 100 years, it feels like. Right, like
I assume there's a non-sequel Forza game. Maybe.
I mean, a non-sequel. Think of the last time they made a game that wasn't like an original IP.
I mean, that'd have to be Sea of Thieves.
Right? I mean,
I'm genuinely Rare trying
made
to,
it, but yeah, I guess that's theirs, right? Yeah,
It's not good. Grabbed by Ghoulies.
Grabbed by Ghoulies. Exactly. That's the one. That's the one I was thinking of. Is Grabbed by Ghoulies. It's a strange time. But it's exciting. A lot of games coming. I mean, Corona really kind of put the brakes on, but hopefully we'll start getting them back out again now that no masks are required.
Well, and also it's been sort of interesting. I was kind of reset the discourse in a way, because instead of there just being this constant, like we've experienced it, you and I, in our discussions, this constant like just influx of shit happening all the time and the best and so much is here to process. It's actually been kind of interesting having to take the time to reflect and be like, hey, one game came out this year, or not this year, this month, like Returnal. Do you think you would have bought Returnal in 2018, or would it have just been, you know, if there was something else out there, you might have picked that up instead? Like, it's been interesting to see how we kind of focus. I definitely
would have skipped Returnal in a different year. Yeah.
Yeah. And that says something.
It says something, all right. That's not that's a true statement, Leo.
It does technically count as human speech.
Yeah, it does. That is technically words that came out of your mouth. It does say something. I agree. And these games are just liars. It really lets them fucking show their true colors by lying about Resident Evil Village and its pacing.
I want to say this again. Did not say people are lying.
That's also a benefit of this downtime. It allows people to hang themselves on their
finally
own
I could call out
foolish words. The bullshit, right?
Game journalists.
I mean, they're the worst. Let's just be fair, but they're the worst. So just so you guys know, obviously because no one pays me to do it, but I would never say that this is in any way a form of journalism or news, right?
I think what we do is say our opinions and then read other people's articles that they wrote.
Yeah, we just have some fun. We're just two fellas.
We're just a couple of quirky guys.
Yeah, there's a couple of knuckleheads. A couple of knuckleheads having a go. You know, so thank you for being a part of it with us. One other thing, I guess I'll bring up real quick before we go. And I was very like interested in this game when it got announced 100 years ago, but Skull and Bones got delayed again. It's never coming out. That game's not coming out.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, it's an Ubisoft game, right? Like an open world pirate game that's not Sea of Thieves, much more gritty. Right?
Yes, much more gritty. And it's, yeah, I don't really know. I just saw there's like pirate PvP combat and stuff from like the trailer, right? Which looked, I thought it was PvP, which looked cool. I thought this game looked very nice, right? It looked like the pirate parts of Black Flag. And I thought, yeah, oh, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Ubisoft's very good at making water
and boats. Their boats are pretty boats, yeah. Solid boat tech.
So I wonder what's going on, like why this is so troubled.
This game's not coming out.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. That's kind of the very uneducated perspective of just like, I've heard about it a couple times and it feels like it's not coming out.
Yeah, I mean, they constantly push it and push it, and that means it's not a priority. And if it's not a priority, yeah, it's not coming out. Like, that just seems to be, I mean, in any business, right, you see these kinds of projects that like, oh, yeah, like, don't worry about that. Don't worry about, like, put it at the bottom of the calendar. Like, just keep putting it at the bottom of the calendar. And it's like, why don't we just take it off the calendar, right? Like, that really is the next step in that, which is a shame, but...
I wonder how much like Anthem changed that, right? Because like for a long time it was okay to do that, and then Anthem happened, and everyone's like, "Oh no, there's consequences."
Yeah, there's real.
You can't release something that's fucked. Actually, yeah, I mean, that's worse than not releasing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the discourse this last year around games has definitely, I mean, beyond that, because Anthem was like a few years ago, a couple years ago. I don't even know. I don't know what years are anymore.
2019, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So. You know, I think Anthem was kind of a early part of this, Fallout 76, but then going into like Cyberpunk and there's definitely, I bet there's a lot more hesitance about releasing a game in an unfinished state right now than there probably ever has been. You know, like all these games probably had like a decent level of initial success, right?
Yeah.
But I think it did like a lot of harm to all of those companies, right, that released those games, right?
Yeah.
Despite what I said earlier about me not thinking anyone agrees that Bethesda doesn't got it going on anymore, a lot of people do. Like, I don't think that's a niche sentiment, right? I just think a lot of people have hope for the future for them, which I don't. I don't think they. I think they've proven they don't know what's going on anymore. But yeah, yeah, Skull and Bones. It's a skeleton of a game.
Oh, wow. I hope you're going to edit that out.
Nope. That one's staying. Skull and Bones. It's got one foot in the grave.
Oh, my God.
Skull and Bones.
All right.
It's dying.
It's an Ubisoft video game. Speaking of games, though, I have to ask.
Skull and Bones. It's... got the coronavirus.
It's stuck at sea. I have one last question.
Let's hear it.
Are you excited for Mass Effect?
No.
It's coming out. They're re-releasing a Legendary Edition. It's got some cool, you know, nice upgrades, especially for console people. It's like a, you know, HD, play it on widescreen. Great series, great games. I know you're a big BioWare fan. Just curious... if you're going to go Paragon or FemShep or how you're going to do this next playthrough.
Okay, so first, there's no question I would go FemShep, right? Yeah. Like, that's not... I don't even know why you'd ask that question. It's a stupid question. Like, that question's dumb. That's not a smart question to ask me. That is just not a good question.
It's pretty insulting, really.
It's extremely insulting. I thought we were friends, and this is making me rethink this whole situation. It's offensive. That being said, I don't have a lot of interest in the Mass Effect remake. I honestly have never had a lot of interest in Mass Effect. I mean, part of me is like, I should play through it. But I will say, like, BioWare games, I get that they're good. I get that they're, like, well-written games.
They're just not for, you just don't like them.
I know Martin Sheen's in one of those games. I like Martin Sheen.
Yeah,
right?
He's in, like, Mass Effect too.
Yeah, he was like the president in some TV show or some shit, right?
The West Wing.
Yeah, fucking president. The guy.
Damn, you know a lot about Martin Sheen.
He's a fucking... I mean, I think people of our age, like, know Martin Sheen really well, right? Because, like, in the 90s, it's like, yeah, fucking Martin Sheen. Like, come on. But I've never really been that into BioWare games, you know?
I think it's fair to say you're just not that interested in, like, super narrative-focused games. Do you think that's fair to say? Like, games that are really heavy on story and writing and, like, not even writing necessarily, but, like, really focused on, I guess, RPG in, like, the traditional sense of really engaging with the written word in a very clear way.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty true. Which is funny because I do engage a lot of, like, I read a lot. You know what I mean? Sure. Like I am into storytelling a lot. I think, and sometimes when it's integrated with games in a way, the game feels a bit like an afterthought. You know?
Yeah.
And at like that point,
choose your own adventure almost.
Yeah, I'd rather read the book at that point. You know what I mean? And I will say, I think a lot of it too is like the branching path nature of Mass Effect is kind of a turnoff to me. Yeah. Right. Like, it's fine. I get why people would enjoy that, but like, I want to hear the best story, you know, like I don't really care for my story. Like I want the good story, right? Like I want the artist's intention, because I think what happens is if you don't have that level of intent and the ability to build out characters for like these like long runs through the whole series, you end up with Mass Effect 3, which obviously I haven't played because I haven't played the series, but people were not happy with the ending, right? Like people were not happy with the way that resolves.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because it's like, hey, this game, that's all about choice and ending. Like I'm pissed off at the ending. Yeah.
It makes sense they can't put those pieces back together once they let you tear them apart. You know,
yeah. I mean, but they have though. Just Mass Effect didn't do a great job of it. But I totally hear. I think you're 100% right. I think that's a totally valid perspective. I just always find it kind of interesting as someone who likes, because it's like exploring a story. But I totally hear you. Like, hey, if I want to explore a story that someone wrote, I'd like to see the best version of it. That makes sense.
Yeah, or something like linear, like, you know, like the God of War game, like so fun, not very long. Yeah,
very carefully controlled.
Great story, carefully controlled. You get to like, you know, it gives you the tidbits when you need them. Like it really juices you up along the way. Yeah. And I think that's great. And, you know, I just don't think the gameplay is that great. Like even KOTOR, great game. Like it doesn't like play great. You know what I mean? Like it's fun, but it's not like. It's not like, oh, this is fucking sick. Like, I'm so badass. It's like,
yeah,
it's an RPG. Yeah, it plays like an RPG. Like, it's not, you know, it's fine. It's just,
yeah, the mechanics and like the engagement with the physical gameplay is certainly not the focus of KOTOR. Or Mass Effect. I think Mass Effect more so, but for sure.
Yeah, Mass Effect's definitely better. It's definitely an evolution of that, right? But even still, it's not on par with other games of that era. And like, they're, interacting with those environments, right?
Yeah.
And I think it, you know, as the horny on main guy, it's just too hard to fuck those aliens, right?
It's pretty easy in Mass Effect.
It seems like you got to put some time in though, right? Like you got to get deep into that
just like
game.
Real life, right?
Yeah, you got to get deep into that game to get deep into that alien. And yeah.
You got
to
say the right things in the right order.
Yeah, and you know, I can just Google alien titties. Like, you know, I don't need all this.
You know,
right?
The first few results are probably going to be from Mass Effect, so just saying.
Likely. so, you know, whatever. I mean, teach start. Are you excited for it? Are you going to play it?
I love Mass Effect a lot and had a really good time with it, but I definitely... Yeah, no, I definitely am not like, finally, my excuse. I think the problem too, and this is... certainly not unique to this conversation. People have pointed this out before, but like if you're a PC guy or PC gamer person, this remaster is not that exciting because you can make old BioWare games look very good with mods. So this does feel much more like if you've never had a PC and you've always wanted to play Mass Effect in a really good way, this is an exciting opportunity, but I feel like it's just nothing new. So it's hard to get excited about. That said though, I am, you know, I'd like to play those games again soon. So. You know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I'm not opposed to trying it, I guess. Like, yeah, I watched a walkthrough
like
of the
Mass
first.
Effect.
I watched like a giant bomb playthrough of the first game. I didn't make it through the whole series, but you know, it was interesting to watch a walkthrough.
Yeah,
you know, like to have on the side while I did other things.
It's a cool fucking story. Like, I mean, the story is Saren's fascinating. The Reapers are very interesting. Like, there's a reason people like it, but I totally hear you that. It's just not that sort of choose your own adventure narrative is not for everyone.
And I will say sometimes the gameplay just seemed to get in the way of the story, right? Yeah. In like ways that really slowed down things that drew my interest away from like what was clearly a narrative driving moment, you know? Yeah. And it's like, oh, we're going, this is intense. What's going to happen next? And it's like, what's going to happen next is you're going to kill like waves and waves of enemies in multiple kill rooms in a row that are the same enemies over and over again. And in 26 minutes, you will get to hear the next line of the story, you know? And it's like, oh, like that's, oh, like,
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, would this be better served by just reading the book?
Yeah. Or, yeah, exactly. So,
there you go, everyone. Tony hates Mass Effect. I hate Resident Evil 8. I hate game journalists.
Yeah.
Very negative episode.
Definitely on par for us. Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much. TechYeahPodcast@gmail.com, Twitter, Facebook. Reach out. Tell us. I mean, we're so wrong this episode. This is, this one's definitely going to the history books.
If definitely people were like, assholes. Hey, you guys are wrong, I'd be like, oh, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. For sure. This is definitely not a collection of like well thought out, intelligent discussion.
Much like a BioWare game, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is definitely not a BioWare. This is more of a Rockstar game than a BioWare game when it comes to the content. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. We love you guys. And yeah, we'll play some games.